Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön das Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Pat's guitar plus resolutions and a stupid world record. It's coming up in just a minute.
Rocks. Time now for the guy who would rather watch Star Wars than have sex.
Hey, babe, I was talking to the girls over at Delta Gamma, and they were thinking you and I should drop by and have a little fun.
Hold on one second. This is the best part. Vader's got Luke cornered.
Come on, honey, why don't you corner me in the DG house? There's a sorority full of girls just dying to feel your force.
Oh, wow. Just look at the way Vader swings his lightsaber. Wait, wait. Luke's about to get his hand cut off.
You know, we'd really like to see the way you swing your lightsaber. I told all the girls about it.
Dude, here it comes. Vader's gonna tell Luke he's his father. That's not true! That's impossible!
Come to the dark side, Luke.
Baby, you can come to the dark side if you want, right now.
I'll never turn to the dark side. I'm Luke Skywalker.
Fine, forget it. You're more like Luke Skywhacker. Enjoy going Han Solo tonight, dork.
You know, those are two separate characters, and actually it's pronounced Han, not Han. See, Han was actually a Carillion orphan who became a smuggler, and Luke was the son of Anakin who became a Jedi.
All right, that's enough.
This has been the guy who would rather watch Star Wars than have sex.
That is so sad.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's got his guitar here. That is a good-looking guitar.
Oh, that's my mating, baby.
Do you have a new song for us?
New songs? What are you talking about?
Plethora. Okay. Well, tons. Perhaps we could hear one of them, or
right.
We could have
pick a letter.
Both at the same time.
Pick a letter. How about F?
Anything? You saw the F holes on his guitar.
Huh? What letter would you like us to pick?
That looks like a guitar Martha Stewart would have. It looks like the perfect icon. If you would Google image guitar, that's the perfect.
It is beautiful.
Guitar looking guitar.
This is the Tommy Emmanuel model. This is the Maton Master Built Classic.
Does it have like mother of pearl in it?
Oh no, it's not a fancy guitar. It's just well made good wood.
Is there any
good wood is the key?
Any
right here, babe.
Anything in your life? You stub your toe? Would you ever scream out mother of pearl?
That's what.
No, but I appreciate it.
That's what that is right there. And that.
Well, it's a beautiful guitar.
Well, I play it. I don't stare at the mother of pearl. It's meant to be played.
Have you ever yelled out heavens to Betsy?
I think I have said heavens to Betsy.
I've been close.
There's a little inside,
inside joke there.
Inside the Beltway.
Heaven was hell.
What am I supposed to do during that one?
We have a song for us, Pat?
Sure. You say you made some resolutions. Well, you know, we all want to lose some weight. Shooby-doo-wop. Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wop. You make some healthy substitutions. Well, you know. Try smaller portions on your plate. But when you go talking about exercise, don't you know that you can count me out? I'll take a Zepic and I'll be all right. The pounds melt away overnight. No cardio for me. All right. Here it comes. I'll be tiny as a Lilliputian. Well, you know, Christy, I wanna be a thinner man. Shooby doo wop, bop, but shooby doo wop. I'm gonna try that Nutrisystems. Well, they say you have to stick to the meal plan. I've been thinking liposuction. Pay them a grand and they just suck it out. In. Oh, you know I'm gonna be so light. I'm sick of XXL being tight, but I'm having dessert tonight. Ah, screw it, I'll start tomorrow. I have blisters on my sphincter.
A big laugh from Tom about blisters on a
sphincter. I know who the audience is.
Well, no, that's a classic reference.
What?
Blisters on my...
That's what you're laughing at. Not that he sang sphincter.
No. The famous, at the end of the one Beatles song, I've got blisters on my fingers.
I don't know that.
Helter Skelter.
Oh. Yeah.
It's from the live... Wasn't it in the Let It Be or
Live
something?
From the Thunderdome.
Okay, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Tina Turner.
It's from the White Album.
That's right.
It's back to the sports page good. With Chick McGee.
That's exactly right.
Stupid world record.
Oh, why did I ask for this? A massive 535-pound bluefin tuna sold for a record $3.2 million.
Amazing.
One fish.
First auction of 2026 Tokyo's Toyosu Fish Market. The top bidder for the prize tuna at the pre-dawn auction, Kiyomura Corp., whose owner, Kiyoshi Kimura, runs the popular sushi zanmai chain.
Ah.
That's $6,060 per pound.
Yeah. I mean, we've all known that those tuna fetch a really pretty penny, but this is wild.
The fish caught off the coast of Oma in northern Japan, a region widely regarded for producing some of the country's finest tuna.
Wow.
Why is it that much? That's crazy.
The only kind of they can get it.
If it's $6,000 a pound, so
How much is a piece of nigiri then?
It's probably
$50 or something.
Probably.
I mean,
it would have to be.
Oof.
Don't let the sushi chef guy see you dip that in soy sauce.
You don't. You're exactly right.
you're going to get one of those very sharp knives on your throat.
Yeah.
How do they feel about the wasabi? Are you okay putting that on it?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
No? They really don't want that stuff.
They don't?
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to, over there, I was reading, you eat it the way it's served, right?
How did the wasabi soy sauce thing come about then?
I love that.
Maybe that's a USA thing.
There might be wasabi in some of the, they kind of use wasabi sometimes to keep the fish on the rice, kind of thing. Maybe, but.
This must be just for publicity. There's no way he can pay $6,000 a pound and sell this.
Get his money back.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. These Japanese business, I've seen some documentaries about these restaurants that seat 10 for 3 hours, you know, two nights a week, and people pay thousands to do it.
Can you imagine you buy one of these 6,000 pound things of fish and they come to you, hey, this is raw, buddy. Hey, send this back to the chef.
No mayonnaise?
Where's the spicy mayo, you jerk?
It would have to be damn good.
Yeah, boy.
What is the, what's it called? I forget the name. Is it Wagyu? Or
beef?
Yeah, Wagyu beef?
The beef. What is that per pound?
Depends.
Ooh, yeah. It's certainly not $6,000.
No. There's a Wagyu beef place I can take you to that you can buy it. There's a little farm here, close.
So could we take one of those driverless cars? We could take a
Waymo to get Wagyu.
Take a Waymo to get Wagyu.
Yes.
Oh. And go to the grocery and get some Ragu. Can you put Ragu on your Waymo?
We can go to the Wagyu and get Ragu.
I went to a Wawa.
Aren't they a Wawa?
Incredible.
They're a pleasure.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you get a sandwich?
No, but I do.
He's very close to saying, how long have these been around?
Yeah.
Three,
I know.
Two, one.
Well, around here, it's new.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. That's
and
true.
The Wawa was amazing. And I couldn't get the George Harrison song out of my head the whole time.
Sorry, Chick.
Possibly, if George Harrison were alive, he would go, I apologize for that song. I'm almost certain.
Oh, it's a gross.
I'm
the,
almost
that
certain.
That is one of the great riffs in rock.
I do like it, but
it's
man,
a good riff. Yeah,
I know.
Wawa, I don't need your wawa.
I don't.
That's the song.
That almost sounds like it means something.
I think it means he doesn't need her crying. I just want to hear her.
Try saying that to your girlfriend or wife the next time you're in an argument. Hey, I don't need your wah-wah.
You know what? That's not going to go over well.
No.
Here it is.
No, don't do it. Turn it down.
Listen to this lick.
Has it happened yet?
Now, that's an actual wah-wah effect on the other guitar.
I think this is Eric with George, right?
No.
I mean, it's great.
I don't hear a riff yet.
That intro, the whole thing.
I don't like it.
Here it comes.
I don't like it. I know.
It's okay not to like it.
It's a great song.
It's a cool lick. It's an incomplete song, but it's a cool lick.
I don't like people who like it.
Okay. Well, I doubt if the wah-wah, what would you call it?
A convenience store.
Convenience store / gas station. Yes. I don't think they're going to be able to get the rights to that. But.
Well, no, they're not going to pay that money for a song no one knows.
Right.
Well, they could make it famous.
Why is it an incomplete song?
I just don't think it's a well-written song.
Oh.
Well, it's no, I got my mind set on you.
Well, that's not his song either. That's an old cover.
Or When We Was Fab.
Do you remember the
it's
weird...
It's no Cracker Box Palace.
No, that's terrible.
There was a Weird Al parody of I Got My Mind Set on You.
It was, oh, really?
Well, the song is just six words long.
This song is just six words long. This song is just six words long.
Weird Al, by the way, Weird Al is taking out a special... He's got a great band, always has had a terrific band. He's taking out a band augmented by extra players this summer. So he's going to have a huge, the Weird Al Yankovic big band show. I will not be missing it.
Are you ready for one more?
Yeah, why
Stupid
not?
Stupid world record.
One more.
City of Buffalo, New York has achieved the Guinness World Record for the largest chicken wang eating competition. Total of 499. Shut up. 499 participants took part in the contest. The previous record, 397.
So it's the amount of people competing, not the
largest
amount of
wings.
Right.
So this isn't like pterodactyl wings.
That's these right. They did not
eat the largest bird wing.
Hire that company who's currently building a mammoth to make pterodactyls so that they could cut their wings off and fry
Don't
them
you up. Wish if you could go back in time, wouldn't you want to check out a pterodactyl?
What are the ribs that they put on Fred's car in the beginning of the Flintstones?
Brontosaurus.
Are those brontosaurus ribs?
Of course. Tips the car over.
Yeah. Sure does. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Tom, apparently, I don't know if the Jurassic Park movies are any those pterodactyls you want to stay as far away from as possible.
Horrible creatures. Yeah.
I'd rather face a T-Rex.
Oh yeah.
Than a bunch of those things.
And they fly.
Oh yeah, they just peck you apart.
Oh my
God. Play with their food.
Yeah, they don't let you ride on their back if that's what you're thinking.
So this wasn't giant wing. What critter has the biggest wings that you can eat? Like an ostrich?
Like a condor, maybe?
Because we've had ostrich meat in here.
Yeah, but I don't. Are they using the wings per se?
I don't think so.
Maybe someone needs to develop a good recipe. The folks in Buffalo.
Ostrich wings?
Yeah. Although that's kind of like if you knew you were eating ostrich wings, wouldn't you feel terrible?
No, they're a flightless bird. They don't need them.
Thank you, Josh.
Penguin wings.
So
as
you
well
could see. This bird walking around with no wings.
Yeah. Well, you weren't using them. We ate them.
You know, bigger isn't always better.
That of course. True. I'm just curious.
There isn't a single largest edible fowl wing. That was my search term. Thank you. But for chicken wings, the largest edible serving, according to the Guinness World Record, 655 pounds by the great Big Green Egg in 2024.
Nice.
But this was the most people eating wings?
Yeah.
I don't think this is
true. They had fun. That's all that matters.
There is the famous 1,037-pound world's largest chicken wing in Madeira Beach, Florida. It's a statue.
Oh.
And it says here, not meant for consumption. So just know that going in.
Okay.
It's a statue.
And turkey wings.
They're pretty big.
Yeah. But nobody's really clamoring for those. I kind of pull the meat off and then just...
Wasn't the whole buffalo wing thing, isn't that why they started doing it?
Yeah, they were running out of like good chicken parts.
They weren't that popular and then they turned it around. It's great.
Which restaurant did this one in Buffalo, Chickster?
I already threw it away and burned it. It does not say where it took place, at which restaurant. It says the Revelous Family Foundation's annual holiday spectacular.
I gotcha. I mean, 499. I think there were more people eating wings at the Ale Emporium than 499. But when we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago.
The Anchor Bar is where the wings started, right?
Isn't there an argument or something?
Oh. Yeah, you've been there, Josh, right? You've been
to I've been to both places that claim they started it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Stuff. All of it's good.
What do you call good stuff?
What do you call a group of wing eaters?
Like
your pod of whales, your pack of wolves, your...
Boy, that's a good question.
Are you a drummy or a flat guy?
I prefer drummies, but I certainly like the flats too. Yeah. We'll have to ask Willie when he's in later this week. He's the big wing guy.
Yeah, he is.
Coming up, we have objects found in the front naughty, mm-hmm. ladies. Yesterday, we had things found in the backsides of people all across America. But this time, it's the gals that are inserting. Apparently.
The gashes.
No, don't use that term.
What?
No.
Oh, is that like pejorative or something?
Would that not go over? Well?
Is that defense?
What about Dame?
If you say hatchet wound, I'm out.
What about Dame? Is not Dame is Dame is like knight, right?
Yeah.
Dame is nice.
Yeah.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. A little bit of South Pacific for you illiterates.
Wow.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
This isn't your average podcast.
You like party?
I do like a huge chug of tequila.
The Hollerhead whiskey bottle chug in front of Dana White.
That was the first time we ever went to LA. We somehow got into a pity party.
What's an Elon Musk house party look like?
My parties generally have a very high production value.
This is Full Send.
I do want to do a lot more pranks.
Bunch of different pranks.
Join the party.
Jack Doherty in the house.
Feeling good, man.
What are we going to talk about with Will Smith?
Yeah, I know what you're going
to
say.
Shout out to Phil Vaughn.
It's been entertaining, dude.
The Full Send Podcast.
Got the boys, got the beers. Let's do it.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.